This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Aromatic lentil and chicken broth with crispy onions.
Yeah, oh, why crispy onions? Just, you know, for some. I really object. You know when you go to a coffee shop and you get a big bowl of lentil soup and it's like baby food?
Yeah.
So, you know, so this is, I'm really aware that has to be different. But you know.
I made the most beautiful, I thought, lentil soup. But I don't know whether I put too many lentils in it or not. No, I don't know. Whatever, you had the soup at the top and then you had like sludge at the bottom.
Oh, right,
and
yes.
And it was tasty. But it was hard to sell.
Did you blend
to
it?
Kids.
Did you blend it?
I blended it, but it still all stank.
Yeah. I don't know. But maybe it was probably, yep. I don't know.
No. It was a hard sell. No,
it was. I think that sounds like a hard sell.
Like kind of cake.
Sludge at the top, liquid at the bottom. Yeah. It's always a hard sell. Especially with food.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, hopefully this will not be. Well, no, it's not actually. But, John, this is a. You start off with just a whole chicken or chicken legs, whatever you want to do. So, either a whole chicken or maybe four chicken legs. Go to your butcher and they're cheap as chips, aren't they? Chicken legs, you get the whole thing. And then, in this, I have a. I chopped up some onion, loads of onion. Onions are great for you, you know, great for your blood, great for health. Some celery, again, really healthy vegetable. Covered the whole chicken with water, and then a good glug of light soy sauce. And then I put in a couple of star anise.
You
just
haven't
like
the chicken at the same?
No, this is all raw. That's okay. not a thing. But what I did was pour a kettle of water over it just to blanch it, and then you don't get that sludge on top. That's very important. And then we star anise, a couple of star anise. In as well, I just peeled a good like 50 grams of ginger, so quite a good bit of ginger, and grated that. And that goes in. Turmeric root. So that the turmeric root's that yellow. But you could just buy... orange root. That goes in. 4 cloves of garlic, which is quite a lot, but you know this is getting all boiled down. Yeah, and then you just bring it up to, you really boil that for about, bring it up to a good boil. A chili as well. Chili's great. Turmeric's brilliant.
A whole chili?
Yeah, a whole. I just took the seeds out. Now I did take because I wasn't sure, you know, if it was me, I'd have kept it in, but I don't, you know, kept it. On an even peel, yes.
And a green chili or red chili?
For this one, red one, and the one I made earlier on the week, green, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
And I think the thing about it is, you know, turmeric's an antioxidant, so's ginger. And at this time of year, everything's floating around.
You need all the help you can get, really.
You do, actually, and I think buy a good chicken, go to your butcher again, get a good local chicken. And then let that just let that simmer away until the chicken's fallen off, and then take the chicken out, and add lentils and a potato. So I used to use, you know, the orange lentils, and lentils are packed with zinc. So you know if you're coming the other side of a flu or a cold, zinc will help you. It helps repair, and so it helps the body repair. So just let that simmer until it's, you know, really until it's nice and. The potatoes are soft and then the lentils will be soft, and then take the star anise out and blend it. There's nothing worse when you realise you've left a star anise in the blender.
Oh, yeah, you have to take,
crunchy
it,
noise.
Take it out rather blend it.
Yeah, and because you just want that nice sort of aromatic sort of taste rather than. And
star anise, keep me right, star anise is like cinnamon sticks and like cloves, and you do need to really lift all those kind of bits and pieces out before. Yeah.
Because you see that gets caught in it.
It's like wood. It's bark.
And then take the chicken, and after you blended it, put the chicken back in, and you get this lovely thick soup here. So, and you blend it, everything. Another thing is with the ginger, I don't even peel the ginger anymore. It used to be peel ginger, don't bother.
It's very awkward to peel ginger.
It is. And definitely don't try and peel fresh turmeric. Fresh turmeric you get a lot of places now. You get, you know, Asian supermarkets, and it's really good. If you can't get it, just use substitute 2 teaspoonfuls of the powder. Uh-huh. And they're fine. Right, so that's the soup's ready. And then just you don't really have to, you know, you don't have to do this, but I like you know, a wee bit of crispiness, you know, when you get a soup. Just, you know, even if you want to just put some you know, like chopped up cashew nuts in this with a wee bit of coriander. It'll be lovely. But I've got some onions here.
Or breadcrumbs? Could you toast breadcrumbs? And
okay, well, then they just go soggy. Yeah, well, so the onions right now, breadcrumbs is a bit heavy, whereas the onions are kind of vegetable-y. Or you could just, even just some finely sliced chilli, just for a bit of flavour, or scallions. But just for the, or just some plain flour, a bit of salt and turmeric, and then finely slice the onion and just put them in it, and then we'll just let that sizzle.
And the colour of them?
Yeah, that's just for the turmeric. Again, more turmeric, which is good. I have a couple done here for you, John, so we'll let you try this. So nice, you can, if you had a nice bowl, but that's okay, this will do, won't
it? Plastic cup's fine, plastic cup's fine. Recipe's going to be on the website as well, bbc.co.uk.
I've been doing this well for, what, 12
absolutely.
Years now?
It'll be fine now.
And then just a bit of that. If you want to put some nice fresh coriander, if you hadn't left it in the fridge at home, you could do that, yeah.
Just at the last minute, just
yeah,
drop it in.
That's not right, yeah, you are.
Wow. Lovely, Paula, thank you. Look at the colour of that. Well, that's all the turmeric makes it that lovely golden kind of curry yellow colour.
I tend to put turmeric into lots of things now, because, you know, if I'm doing a salad, just fry it off with a wee bit of oil and put it in, because if, I just read somewhere that it's actually pretty magic, but it, you know.
Oh, that is delicious.
Yeah. And the thing, and it smells good in the house, you know, the way sometimes you make a soup, you know, and it's, but, and that's the chicken there, and the chicken sort of, you know, takes up that lovely, that's just a leg that I did, John, so it's just takes up, and then you get that lovely meat off that as well, but it's...
Chicken soup for the soul, aromatic lentil and chicken broth with crispy onions. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.